Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. Looks like the 27th day of July, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 74 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 82 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 49. And we have a smoke warning, but I still ain't seen no smoke, so I can't tell you about that. Anyway, we're going to, you guys get on your climbing boots and get your oxygen mask, because we're headed up that moral high ground as soon as we get back from this break.
All the more, smoke is more. Let's go hang out in the church. We'll go find lunch, and we'll all laugh down to the abbey. Is it money, is it fame? What's in a name? Is it money, is it fame, or were they always this late?
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go down over there to where the competition's stiff. I mean, we're up against pedophiles, we're up against murderers, we're up against blackmailers, robbers, and we're trying to take that moral high ground that they hold. They hold it with mammon, you see. Whoops, I shouldn't have did that. Why did I do that? That was dumb. Okay, here we go. Let's see if we can find a foothold here. Well, I guess we could start there. What the hell is this up here? Okay. In China, CBDC, the communist, is linked to your digital ID. If you drive too fast, the speed camera system will immediately deduct your driver's license points before automatically deducting a fine from your digital wallet. Now, there's what I call due process of the fucking law. Let's see what they else got to say about it. And we want to be like China. I want to be a fucking slave. I don't know about the rest of you people, but I want to be a goddamn slave. In China, CBDC is linked to your digital ID. If you do it now, you just told me the same thing. That was all there is to that, son of a bitch. Okay, fine. We can deal with that. Next up, 44% of randomized controlled trials produce fake or flawed data in medical journals that influence medical guidelines, medical interventions, and doctors' expert opinions. Well, I can believe that. The randomized controlled trial, RCT, is regarded as the gold standard of medical research and is deemed as trustworthy vessel to prevent new scientific findings or to verify existing narratives that are published in medical journals. However, this so-called gold standard of medical research is often used to defraud the public and the medical profession. If any fucking tiny piece of it is a lie, I mean, then it becomes propaganda, doesn't it? Doesn't this become an excerpt from the Ministry of Truth, or the Ministry of Lies? If there's any part of a fucking report or anything else that is a lie, then the whole thing cannot be considered to be nothing but a goddamn lie. Negatively influencing critical practice, drug approvals, and medical interventions. Yeah, we know it's a fraud. We know the whole goddamn thing's a fraud. It's always been a fraud. It always will be a fraud unless we get up and we fucking do something about it. Up to 44% of RCTSs present flawed data as reliable information. Data analysts are growing increasingly concerned about the RCTSs presenting fake or flawed data that masquerades as reliable information. The methodology of RCTSs appears authoritative and trustworthy on the surface, yet the data within these studies is often manufactured with duplicated number, incorrect calculations, and impossible statistics. Many of the study authors refuse to provide the raw data to medical journals because of privacy issues. Yeah, really? No way. I don't believe this. I mean, fucking John, Carlisle, Carsel, I don't know, John Carsel, and antithesis with England's National Health Service and editor of the journal Anesthesia is no stranger to data fraud with the RCTs. He has scrutinized more than 500 studies since 2017 and found hundreds of cases of data fraud. In 150 of the trials, looks like Carsel is what it looks. Carlisle, excuse me, assessed anonymized individual participated data, an important component of the study's raw data. Shockingly, he found flawed data in 44% of these trials. Approximately 26% of the trials contained systematic problems that made the entire study impossible to trust. Carsoil called these studies zombie trials and reasoned that they were conducted by authors who were either incompetent or willfully fake the data. They were incompetent. It's just incompetence. If we could just find somebody competent, you know, some rich, filthy rich guy, maybe a game show host or somebody with some fucking brains, man, just to get up there, somebody competent, because this is all an accident. They are not doing this on purpose. They're just a bunch of bumbling Keystone Cop idiots, right? In many cases, Carsel could only access the aggregated information in the summary tables and did not have access to the trial's new data. In these instances, he found that 2% of the studies contained flawed data in the summary tables and 1% were systematically fraudulent. Well, then that makes it fucking propaganda. None of it. What can you trust? Are you going to pick the truth out of a medical journal unless you're a professional in the field? I don't think so. Keep in mind that the editors of the medical journals do not use the requested trial's new raw data, and therefore reviewers rarely find errors in the data. This means that up to 44% of the studies published in medical journals could be based on fraudulent data that is manipulated to prove a specific narrative. The editors of the medical they wouldn't do that. That's against, wait a minute, that ain't against the law, is it? Obama took care of that fucking law, didn't he? They can use raw propaganda on us in the Ministry of Lies. Why would you take something? I mean, it was unlawful to use propaganda to try to sway the fucking people. It was the law. It was an administrative, it wasn't real law. It was illegal under statute, which isn't real law because it was never ratified by the fucking people. But in any case, why would you remove that? Because you want to fucking, you want to create the fucking scenario as you go along, and you want to lie. You want to deceive the people. It was an anti-deceive the people. You removed it. Now you can deceive the people. Why else would you do it? The editors of the medical journals are not adequately vetting the RCTs that are coming their way and are negatively and accepting RCTs as authoritative and reliable sources of information. I think journals should assume that all submitted papers are potentially flawed, and editors should review individual patient data before publishing randomized control trials. Carlisle, I guess it is. I don't know. Wrote in his report, even though Carlisle rejected every zombie trial, most of the studies were evidently published in other medical journals and used different sets of data than what Carlisle originally reviewed. When he reaches out to these medical journals, little is done to address the fraud and at hand. Well, there's laws. I mean, no, there ain't no laws, because there ain't nothing you can do about it, because they're allowed to fucking do it. They took away their only administrative rules that disallowed it. Fake data is commonplace because researchers are often expected to find a specific result to continue receiving grant money. God, this is just conspiracy theory. That's all I can say. It has to be conspiracy theory. Grant money and to secure our other funding from pharmaceutical companies and other special interest groups. Fraudulent data is systemic throughout the medical research. Fraudulent data is common across all medical fields and all types of medical journals, from women's health to anesthesiology to bone health, pain research, mental health, cancer research, and COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19, but you're going to stick it in everywhere you can, because this is pure fucking propaganda. If you search for all randomized trials on a topic, about a third of the trials will be fabricated. Asserts Ian Roberts, an epidemiologist at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. Roberts first discovered systematic fraud in 2005. Systemic review that he co-authored for the Cochrane collaboration. Cochrane is highly regarded in the medical field, and their medical research is often used to shape clinical practice. This review suggests that high doses of surgery solution could reduce death after head injury. However, Roberts decided to retract the review after three main trials in the paper put forth questionable data. The three trials were all authored by Brazilian neurosurgeon Julio Cruz, whose articles were never retracted despite their consistently flawed data. What are you trying to tell me here? I mean, all of this is bullshit. You don't think we know it's bullshit? Yoshihiro Sata, a Japanese bone health researcher, was caught fabricating data in dozens of trials for drugs and supplements that allegedly prevent bone fractures. Sata is the author of 113 retracted papers, many of which 27 have been cited in systematic reviews as clinical guidelines used in Japan. During the COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 it doesn't exist. Now they're calling this a scandal. A scandal, you mean the goddamn genocide, the COVID-19 genocide reset? A 2022 Cochrane review found that more than 40% of RCTs on the anti-parasitic drug ivermectin, God, contained data flaws and were untrustworthy. Recently, over 100 medical professionals have exposed the academic fraud that blocked clinical trials for hydroxychloroquine. Jesus. Oh, man, I should have went the first year of fucking medical school. Over the past decades, data analysis have warned about the rise of the third-party paper mills that pump out fraudulent RCTs and get fake papers to be published by tens of thousands to respected medical journals around the world. Well, you know, this doesn't really reflect. I don't know nobody to go to a goddamn doctor anymore. I mean, you know what the fucking deal is here. This is depopulation. They fucking told you right to your face. So if you fucking, I mean, we're going to show you some statistics here. Well, shit, I believe you. I don't believe anything passing your fucking lips, you lying son of a bitch. The medical industry is in on the international fucking genocide to kill off the fucking people. They've said it. But there are a lot that are not. But you tell the truth, man. I'll tell you what, your career is over. Because this place is run by the international corporate mafia, the fucking Jews through the goddamn Masonic lodges, and there ain't no fucking arguing it. I mean, the implications of this level of fraud are terrifying because these studies are ultimately included in meta analysis and go on to influence medical guidelines, medical interventions, and doctors' expert opinions. I don't know. Expert opinions, huh? Interesting. That's a step up the high ground. We're being lied to, people. This can't be. If you're wondering why not one child rapist on the Epstein client list has been brought to justice, look no further than these two images. And if you go onto the site, you can see it's fucking Bill Clinton and fucking Epstein and Maxwell standing together, and then Maxwell sitting at the fucking United Nations, man. Are we getting any high ground here? I mean, these people, that's a pretty hard thing to beat right there. Las Vegas disturbing body camera video shows Vegas Metro Police rescuing six children, including two locked in a cage. Well, that's nothing fucking new. Probably getting ready to sell them. I mean, there's sick fucking people out there. That's what this goddamn country's become, sick. 96% of U.S. climate data is corrupted, study shows. Now, see, today they're telling us, you know, these studies are corrupted, but where? I mean, they'll tell you a little bit, but the bottom line is they're no good then, right? If there is false information in them anywhere, that fucking throws off the whole narrative, doesn't it? Or it changes the whole narrative to a fucking certain agenda, doesn't it? I mean, please tell us something that we don't already fucking know. A new study corrupted clients' climate stations. The officials use surface temperature records. No, I fucking don't want you to fuck with my computer. Surface temperatures record remains fatally flawed, finds approximately 96% of U.S. temperature stations used to measure climate change failed to meet let's see what it says over here. Temperature stations used to measure climate change failed to meet what the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, considers to be acceptable and uncorrupted placement by its own published standards in order to produce accurate temperature readings based on NOAA's own published standards. Thermometers are supposed to be in natural, pristine locations such as fields, forests, or hilltops. However, Dr. Watt's research has revealed that more than 90% of the NOAA thermometers are in inappropriate places. 96% are in parking lots, on buildings, against brick walls, or in other artificial environments. The bricks, asphalt, and other human construction materials used in these environments artificially trap heat, leading to a warming bias in the collected data. Thermometers placed in natural settings register lower average temperatures. That's not to say that the city's parking lots and highways aren't warmer. They clearly are. But it's not because the planet overall is getting warmer. It's because we build things that trap and retain more heat than Mother Nature would capture and retain if left to her own devices. These areas also have multiple man-made influences on temperature, such as vehicles, heaters, and air conditioning units, subways, and more people, etc. Sadly, these facts are ignored by the corporate media. Why would they be? Now, the biggest question is, why would they be? Because they want to charge you to breathe, motherfucker. They charge you for, I mean, there's three elements of life, food, shelter, water, and air. And they want to control it all. They want you to pay a fucking tax to breathe. They want you to pay them to breathe because it's their fucking air, they think. Well, you know what? We're going to take your fucking air out of your fucking lungs, you sons of bitches. What we've learned here is that these fucking studies are meaningless. We didn't know that before. Have we gained any moral high ground yet? Hunter Biden's laptop contains this text message admitting to representing China's chief of intelligence, implicating him in the detainment of CIA operatives and a suspected involvement in the Rosneft oil and gas deal for Vladimir Putin. No shit. But see where it keeps gravitating to? Hunter Biden comes up, it's like Bill Clinton. It's going to be about Monica Lewinsky. It's the first thing that pops in your mind is the dress and the cigar and all that horseshit. They don't talk about the goddamn ICBM guidance systems for our nuclear weapons that the son of a bitch sold to the goddamn Chinese so that they could deliver nuclear weapons to our shores, which he should have been put up against the wall and shot for. But no, that's not what brings to mind. Hunter Biden, it's not going to bring to mind what's at the top of this fucking page. Little six and seven-year-old girls, looks like six or seven. I can't say for sure. They're little girls. They're not even, goddamn, they're babies. Dressed up like prostitutes, climbing all over him with his freaky-ass pedophilia and his goddamn crack cocaine. But, you know, we're not going to talk about this. This is much more fucking serious because we're talking about oil and gas deals. Oh, man, Hunter Biden's laptop contains, really does it despite. You're right, Haley, and I find myself, because I've chosen to alienate all my friends and family and employees and you and the kids and my kids, etc. Very alone in dealing with rebuilding an income that can support an enormous alimony and my kids' cost and myself dealing with the aftermath of the abduction. And what the hell is that about? I don't know, man. That fucking Twitter, I really don't like it. But here again, we have a picture of Hunter. Young Hunter, all shaven, not with a fucking shaggy fucking beard and little girls crawling all over him and smoking crack cocaine. This respectable young man, this son of a president, my ass, this fucking piece of fucking two-bit pedophilic shit. Breaking news, Hunter Biden pleads not guilty to tax crimes after plea deal rejected by judge. And oh, see, this is supposed to keep us fucking in trance. Oh, see, they got him now. He ain't getting a sweetheart deal. They ain't nothing in it. You know, when Trump was up there talking about removing all the illegals, I came on there and I said, there ain't one fucking illegal going anywhere. And no fucking illegal went anywhere. The ones they shipped out under the guise that they were shipping criminals out of this country got free fucking airplane tickets back when his buddy, his best friend, his cohort, his fucking corporate mafia fucking, what the hell would you call him, a corporate mafia brother, fucking Joe Biden stepped into fucking place. These people got God, this people that Trump fucking deported, murderers, rapists, I mean, the worst of the fucking worst got airplane tickets to come back. So, I mean, go vote.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, check this out, though. Do you remember when he said that and what we brought up on here, man? We brought up on here. Remember what he did to the damn illegals that he had working for that was Polish? He didn't pay them. And they took him to court.
Yeah.
So you think he's gonna get rid of any of these illegal workers?
I don't know why anybody would, but I mean, the people acted like he was one of them. How in the hell could you fucking do that? The man filed bankruptcy 9 fucking times and came out of it a billionaire. That's not a big fucking, that's kind of like a red light in my fucking eyes, don't you think? And then, you know, God, what did he accomplish? He became king of the fucking Jews. A $38 billion a year tax we're paying straight to the fucking Jews. And a foreign country taxing us. But people will go, and then not to mention, he went to Pedophile Island, you know. So what they're telling you is, it's no longer the lesser of two evils, but which one pedophile the worst? Which pedophile is the worst? Get the least worst pedophile? Is that what fucking the next election is going to be? Because I guarantee you all these son of a bitches, DeSantis, JFK Jr., all of them are a bunch of fucking freak, fucking pedophilic pieces of shit. Or they wouldn't be in the fucking, into the goddamn pool where the goddamn Bilderbergs will decide who the next fucking pedophile to be the fucking corporate monarch of the United States of these Americas will be. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to misdemeanor tax charges. This comes after a plea deal between Hunter's team and the prosecutors fell apart after U.S. District Judge Mary Yellen, Norica brought up the potential for future FARA charges, and we're going to go ahead and look at it. I mean, bullshit. I'm telling you, people, just like there ain't no goddamn illegal aliens going to be deported out of this country, they're going to embrace them. They're going to give them every fucking thing you have because this is recolonization. They want us to be third world fucking dog shit like these fucking rest of these son of a bitches from Honduras, El Salvador, fucking Guatemala, Mexico, China, anywhere around the fucking world. I mean, the whore has her legs open. Come on in. Biden was expected to plead guilty to 2 misdemeanor tax charges in exchange for a federal gun charge being dropped. According to CNBC, agreements on the tax and gun charges but during the hearing, Hunter Biden said that he wouldn't agree to plead guilty to tax charges without the diversion program and dismissal of the gun charge. Judge Norica questioned prosecutors about whether the investigation was going on and if possible further FARA charges could be brought forth. To which they said, it is something.
Hey,
yeah, go ahead.
Hey, check this out. Let me ask you this. Do you think all of this, I mean, I do to a certain extent, but do you think all of this is just like a stage? You know, they act like they're doing something just to get, you know, get people minds off the pedophilia biting little boy. You know, because, I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, they've been knowing how much money these people have. And I mean, they know all this. I mean, they are all in this shit together against us. All these agencies, the CIA, the FBI, they all warring against we, the American people, you know. And they know about all this, man.
Brother, we sat there and we listened to, was it Comey, the Attorney General? Comey fucking read off a fucking list of fucking, I mean, goddamn charges that put you against the wall. Espionage, treason, fucking... God, selling our fucking uranium to the fucking Russian, and running a list of crimes as long as your fucking arm, and they were all provable, but no fucking reasonable prosecutor who's a member of the Masonic lodges and a member of the fucking corporate elite, which has claims to have control of our judicial system through King Chuck's fucking Esquires, would dare to prosecute her. They showed her fucking crimes. They're showing this prick's fucking crimes. But this, yeah, you're right. This is to fucking throw you off this, what's at the top of this fucking page. The dirty son of a bitch, I don't care what he fucking did on these dirty deals. You're talking about fucking mammon. And mammon's, because this country, I mean, our people have fucking, we are fucking in a bad way when it comes to mammon, man. Mammon worshiping, it will be your fucking downfall, if anything is your downfall. But at any rate, the fucking bottom line is they push us over here and we talk, and this becomes the conversation. While we at the top of this page, we see him with little fucking babies. God damn it. Let's call it what it is. And doing the sickest shit you can imagine. And I got to believe it's over there in the Ukraine where he could do something like that and filmed it. Filmed himself doing something fucking that should put him, his ass up against the wall, that should get him hung. And when the fucking pressure goes on, they come back to this bullshit here. We've known, how long have we known this son of a bitch is a criminal? Since the day
again,
go ahead.
Hey, but you know what though, man? What really caps my ass, and I'm going to tell you like this, man. The average sheeple cannot even see what you were just saying. Like, we say it every day. If you don't have a seatbelt on, man, you'll lose your life. But these SOBs can go out here, can blow up countries, kill innocent people, take their natural resources, go around the world, blow up countries and take babies and, you know, harvest out people's body parts. They can do all this, lie to you, steal, bail banks out, and you don't have a seatbelt on, and you will end up dying.
Well, it's a natural fucking fact, but I don't think that it's not that they don't know, Dion. I think it's just that they, if you do know and you admit to knowing it, you have to ask yourself, why am I doing something about it? And that's a tough one for people, you know. It's like when the NRA, you know, rather than pick up your gun like you're supposed to and defend your Second Article right against...
you pay them to talk for you.
You bet. You send in your fucking money to the NRA, which is a fucking private corporation, which is the fucking problem, the corporations. This country's always been corporation, even when the king had it under charter. It was all corporations. Jamestown, corporation. Plymouth Rock was a fucking corporation. It's all been corporate fucking since the beginning because that's how they cut up the proceeds and that's how they make slaves of men. But at the bottom line is that, you know, people will accept this as the fucking news, and this is what they'd rather talk about, because to talk about what's at the top of this fucking page will brings you into your looking yourself in the fucking mirror, looking to see if you, I mean, admitting that you're a fucking coward, that we're all cowards.
I mean, here, when you just sit back and just think about it, man, it's just like the story, you know, right there on your page, man. The lady who took Kratom into Alabama, got arrested.
Yeah.
And I mean, I take Kratom. You want to know why I take Kratom? I freaked up my back playing college football. My back is messed up. I had back surgery. I had two bulging discs. And I have a messed up nerve, and that helped me calm my nerves and my legs, man. And I was screwed up, and that's the only thing that helped me.
I know that's a lot of people that take Kratom.
Yeah. And look at the injustice. You know, they can bring the drugs in and fit them out through the community, but you have something that you take for an element in your body, and you'll go to jail. This is ridiculous.
They'll come right up on the mainstream media and tell you that the fucking Chinese are pumping the fucking fentanyl into this goddamn country. And, I mean, we can't make the Chinese mad at us, even if they're killing the people, because the people are irrelevant. We're talking about the stakeholders, the people with the money, the people doing the fucking deals, the people selling what doesn't belong to them, because it was never taken from we the people through the due process of the law that we are guaranteed in the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. It still belongs to us. The whole fucking thing since Abraham Lincoln declared martial law has been a fucking fraud, a fraud upon a fraud upon a fraud. You can't unfraud it. It has to be removed. It has to be cut out, and you have to start over. And you have to go back, and every fraud has to be undone, because the fraud takes from people without fucking the due process of the law. It violates the law. You want to have law, you got to have law.
Don't forget, you say second. You say second article. Don't forget the ninth. It's not just infringed, but it's construed to,
that's right,
disparage
in any way. I mean, you violate the ninth article and you violate the whole package. You violated the whole, because the ninth article is what guarantees the fucking due process of law. It's what guarantees that your second article right shall not be infringed, fucking period. No fucking authority can exist that can do it. I thought I heard somebody else trying to get in there.
Yeah,
even to construe to deny no possible thought that it does.
Go ahead. There was another caller, I think.
Believe me, Henry. I was going to say, you know, I mean, we can just look at, you know, well, not even just look at, I mean, just ask, we just have to ask ourselves, man, you know, how long, I mean, will we put up with this injustice that has been done to us, man? I mean, that's all that it is, brother.
That's where I'm at. I mean, we can keep, they talk about the moral high ground. I mean, if you hold the moral high ground and things like this are happening and you don't stop them, then you're complicit in it, aren't you? If you have the means to stop somebody from killing somebody and you do not, and you just stand there and watch, or if you fucking, somebody gets killed like this covering up of this fucking shit of Hunter Biden at the top of this page. These son of a bitches know that fucker's a pedophile. They know that goddamn Joe Biden's a fucking pedophile. His brother's a pedophile. The whole goddamn government, I believe, is all, I mean, find one that ain't. And like I said, you used to say, you know, they've got pictures of them screwing poodles, but pretty soon screwing poodles. I mean, we're becoming acclimated to this through bullshit like this. I mean, you know, acclimated to we're sitting there and we're doing nothing. That's why I keep it at the top of the page. You got to look at it every fucking day and then go look at yourself in the fucking mirror and ask you, how can you fucking live with yourself knowing this is happening? And I believe that it was in Ukraine. What happened to them little girls? Were they taken to the goddamn underground facility and cut up alive and their body parts sold? It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Oh, well, we wouldn't want to interfere in fucking commerce now, would we? Not commerce of that fucking level. Hell, they're too big to fucking prosecute, right? And until the fucking people find themselves and find, I mean, goddamn, girl, I don't know what happened to our people. I do know.
I'm going to say this, man, and you stupid voters out there, probably none of the people who listen to the trenches probably, but you stupid voters out there, everything that you're speaking of, those are the same crappy people you're voting for, and you think they actually give a damn about you. These are heartless, evil people, and you keep thinking voting. Just keep thinking your vote got. Just keep thinking that.
Well, the thing is, you know, You have to put them in the same category with the, like we were talking about the NRA. They go, I vote. No, your vote ain't shit. Your vote don't mean nothing. The Bilderbergs decide which pedophile is going to be the corporate monarch in this fucking country. Everybody fucking knows it. But if you, I vote, so I do something. I'm involved. I'm doing my part. And you can try to lie to yourself about it, but you still got to go to the top of this page if you come to this site, and you got to look at those little girls. You got to look at those little girls being fucking molested by a sick son of a bitch that is masquerading as a fucking one of us. He's not one of us. He's international corporate mafia. Our goddamn capital has been taken by the fucking communists. They have fucking fences around it. They have an army guarding it. I mean, like, you know, we were talking yesterday, Dion, about watching the monarchs of old. I mean, this, you show me the fucking difference, only that this is fucking worse. This is the worst it's ever been. There's never been nothing this fucking bad that was out in the fucking open as much as it fucking is. The people would have fucking beat, you know, the rakes and the fucking, or the fucking pitchforks and the fucking torches. You know, fucking, I mean, that's what would have happened back then if it got this fucking decadent. And it was pretty goddamn decadent back then. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Times have changed and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time gone by, seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
sky, doing the best you can. Sometimes it just ain't enough to fit into the plan. Always wondering what else is out there, what you want to do. I get the feeling more and more now, I've been made the fool. They take you wrong, they call you names, say you don't even try. Back in the fall, I guess nobody sees I ain't satisfied. I don't remember what it is they done to me. I'm not a judge or a jury, and I could care less. Ever since I was a boy, I've seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can work your life away, never be a man. Oh, hold your head up high, knock him off your chest. I don't remember what it is they done to me. Too many mornings in the last night's whiskey. They bring you down, fill your mind, one day at a time. How good love can be when it's mine. God damn the working man to feed the corporate slave. You set high in the tower the working man made. I know it's a fact because I see it day and day. And I live
I'm
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:50 p.m. Pacific time, and that was Swamp by Hogjaw that we listened to there in the break. 12:50, huh? Wow. Blazing through. Anyway, you know, if you don't vote, you can't complain. I mean, how many times have you people heard that? Wouldn't it be if you do vote, you can't complain because you are the ones that have acquiesced to the goddamn debauchery that you're complaining about? I mean, if I didn't give my stamp of approval on any of this fucking shit, and that's what you're doing. You're taking our fucking right to fucking stop this shit through fucking not voting, because you go and you fucking, man, my guy Trump, man, he didn't throw the fucking illegal aliens out. He didn't. He said take the guns and then we'll have the due process of the law, like he's a fucking fool and doesn't know what he's fucking talking about. All of these things fucking occurred, but I didn't acquiesce to it. I didn't give the stamp of approval. You did. If you do vote, you can't complain. Plain and simple. So get out there, man. I mean, because I'm telling you, this vote thing's going to get fucking more harsh. They're going to be pushing it. Oh, really? Looking at these. Bitch McConnell when he has his... Them fuckers are so... They're all so fucking old that, you know, they go back... As soon as they get off the stage, they go to their hospital bed. Naked woman shooting up the town. That was a good one. Effective vaccines. That's a good one. Maybe we'll do that. All of these cows are up to date on their safe and effective vaccines. Well, I guess we won't do that. Then you have the doctors, and then, oh my goodness, let's see what we're going to do here. Okay, CHD sues Los Angeles over refusal to release smart city documents. And this is just another incident. They're doing what they goddamn well please. And they have the department, I mean, the Ministry of Lies. Throw some fucking propaganda out there daily, trying to pretend that there is opposition to any of this shit from anybody with the power to fucking stop it. The only people that have the power to stop it is we, the fucking people, through the enforcement of our unalienable, unremovable jurisdictional authority through the fucking law of December 15, 1791. All we have to do is enforce our law. But I mean, but they give this is just like the fucking goddamn NRA too, giving that false fucking hope. They're incorporated. All of these cocksuckers are incorporated. They're all a part of the corporation. They all got pockets full of fucking money. They keep wanting that, the poorer to get poorer. I mean, they want the lint out of your fucking pockets. They want you to starve to death. That way they can put another shekel on the top of their fucking pile of gold that reaches up to the fucking goddamn clouds. Children's Health Defense on Monday sued the city of Los Angeles. City of Los Angeles for failing to respond to CHD's request for documents related to LA smart city initiatives. Over here. According to the complaint filed in Los Angeles County Superior Court, key departments in the city government violated California Public Records Act. That's not like violating the people's fucking, not like violating the fucking law of the fucking land. I mean, the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of the land that you can fucking push this shit onto people without a due process of the law, without going to a fucking fucking common law court. It's just that one of their policies was violated. That's what they're going to tell you about. This is what you're fucking, you said, well, they violated that policy. Somebody's going to, sooner or later, somebody has to move on these policy violators. Forget about the goddamn law. Forget about your responsibility and your duty to the fucking law. The real fucking law. The law that protects your fucking liberty. The law that protects your fucking freedom. That protects your right to own your own self even. Forget about that. Just think about this goddamn public goddamn records act and all these acts. These acts do not create law. Even under the original lie of the Constitution that never was, an act does not create law, and an act cannot violate law. And the goddamn their acts violate every fucking law on in those 10 articles on that fucking Bill of Rights, and you know it. Thousands and thousands upon thousands of violations every fucking day, right out in the open, and they fucking tell you about it. This is a fucking, right here, you can't fucking push this shit on me. I have a right to goddamn go in front of a fucking jury of my fucking peers and let them decide whether my rights fucking supersede your fucking bullshit, which they fucking do. Absolutely. And by fucking trying to push this shit past the Bill of Rights, past the highest law in this land, you're committing goddamn sedition. There's no two fucking ways about it. Or else the English language can just be flushed down the fucking toilet. By failing to promptly respond to CHD's request to produce electronic records from 2019 to 2023, the Communications Program Committee and technologies related to smart city planning. Most of the city's 20 departments involved in smart city planning provided the document CHD requested in April, but the Information Technology Agency, Bureau of Street Lighting, L.A. World Airports, Bureau of Street Services, Bureau of Engineering, and L.A. Police Department, which likely have the most sensitive information regarding the smart city rollout, have not produced the requested documents. Of course they're not, because you have no goddamn law. You have no. They're not compelled to do shit. They do what they fucking want, and you can sit and cry around and bitch and complain, just like the people that they're going to file FOIA acts. So that they can come out and they'll say, yeah, we're going to fuck you. We're going to treat you like a goddamn slave. We're enslaving you. That's what we're doing. And then we can sit there and be indignant about it while we keep going back and looking at that top of the fucking front page at the little children being fucking raped, at the little kids being hacked up for fucking body parts, multi-billion-dollar industry, ching, ching. CHD alleges those departments violated legal time guidelines for responding to records requests. Well, this legal shit means shit because nothing is ever done under this legal shit. It has to be, it is unlawful. Law and, I mean, something being unlawful and something being illegal are two fucking different things. I mean, onward and upward. What the city of Los Angeles wants to do is build a full-scale smart city, and all of this is laid out in the strategy documents. Attorney General Glacier, who filed the complaint, told he filed the complaint, guys. Now we're getting somewhere. I can feel that moral high ground. I can feel myself going up. I can feel the air getting thinner. But every little information about how the city is implementing the strategy is being shared publicly, Glacier said. Every little bit of the information the city is implementing that is being shared publicly. CHD, along with two LA residents concerned about how the smart city technology may be violating their rights. Which rights? Your rights under that 14th Amendment as a fucking citizen, as a fucking goddamn slave, as a fucking endangered servant to a fucking master. Without your own fucking will, is that what you're talking about? And if there is a lawsuit, that's what it'll fucking be. You notice every time they sue, you will see that 14th Amendment thrown in there. Fuck that. That is a distraction. It is a fucking, it's not law. It's fucking goddamn, it was created in violation of the fucking law. It violates the fucking law. And that and the goddamn Commerce Act and the General Welfare Act are what are being used to fucking, take us down to the fucking level of a third world and take our fucking land from us, take our fucking goddamn, our properties from us, take our fucking children from us and make this into a, oh, a Roman hellhole. Except this makes Rome look fucking weak, to tell you the truth. And those of their children are seeking documents detailing the city's current projects and future plans. Well, I have to tell you what the future is. Future is you fucking are under their thumb. You're bowing to people that you could kick the shit out of. And they have fucking goddamn paid bodyguards, just like the paid armies of fucking goddamn Rome that belong to the fucking different fucking legions that belong to the different fucking senators. And I mean, this is the same fucking shit. They've done it again. And only we, the people, have the fucking means to stop them. We have the guns. We have the fucking, we have the armament to fucking blow these fuckers out of this fucking country. We won't do it. Why? I don't understand. What outrage? I mean, when you talk about it, well, they're going to commit an outrage. It's just going to be unbearable. When you're talking about cutting up little children alive as a multi-billion-dollar industry, and I mean, they're saying this straight out to you that they're doing this to make money. They're cutting up little kids. Righteous indignation, any kind of indignation, moral high ground, it don't get no higher. I'm sorry. I mean, if you can goddamn, and all the time that this is going on and we're reading this shit like this about these fucking, these little pop-up cities they plan to make to total surveillance so they can tell when you're fucking pissing, shitting, when you get up in the morning, when you wipe your ass, it's all distracted. It's a distraction because if we enforced our fucking law, this shit wouldn't exist. It couldn't exist. Anybody that fucking tried it would hang. And all it takes is what 12 fucking jurors and one fucking complaint that a real sheriff, an elected sheriff in the common law, coroner elected within the common law, and a judge elected within the common law, a non-professional. He cannot be an esquire because esquires are professional fucking. It's a professional fucking. It's actually more like a goddamn club, but it is a union that only special people can go into. They can only they can be a part of. Only some people can be professionals at the law, but professionals at the law are not allowed into the common law courts because they are the law courts of the people, and they are the highest law because we, the people, are the highest fucking authority. God damn it. I mean, has it been fucking so long ago that people used to understand? We're the fucking boss. You bitches do what we tell you, or we'll hang you. But not anymore, man. I mean, they'll read something. This is like entertainment, propaganda entertainment that gives you the fucking excuse because you can say, well, they're doing something about it. Somebody's doing something about it. Somebody, no, they're not. This is just shit for you to read. Just like in 2008 when fucking, what, $26 trillion was stolen from the American people? Did we ever get that back? I mean, would they go looking for you if you stole fucking $10,000? Would they hunt you down to the ends of the fucking earth until they had you and put you in a dungeon and take that $10,000? I mean, look at Cheney, $2 trillion fucking dollars, and throws his finger up at the fucking Senate Oversight Committee and says, fuck you. So I guess that this is old Rome, and these are the fucking Roman senators, beyond reproach, beyond fucking reach. The only way they can go is like fucking Caesar went, and that's what needs to be fucking done. And whether people are going to do it is, it's up in the air. I don't know. I can't understand people. I can't leave this earth without fucking making my attempt. What can I say?
Hey, the people are going along to get along, Henry.
Yes, sir, they are. Bending with the wind. And it's going to get you nowhere. I mean, it's just going to get worse every day. They think if they fucking go along with it, well, they won't come to my house. Well, they're coming to your fucking house. They're coming to every fucking house. They want all of us assholes. Even you people that think you got enough silver and gold, well, guess what? It's theirs. And they're going to come fucking take it from you. And you fucking know it. Go ahead, Dion.
And yeah, and for you Trump towers out there, you make me want to puke. You do us all a favor, man. Stick a pistol in your mouth and pull the trigger.
Amen to that. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And we'll use Dion's fucking statement. Stick a pistol in your mouth and pull the fucking trigger, traitor. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
give up. 'Cause here I come.